You may very well have heard Kathy Chiavola's voice, whether you know it or not. She's been the backup singer on hundreds of Nashville studio recordings. Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Kathy Mattea, Ricky Skaggs, Tony Rice, Bill Monroe, Emmylou Harris. All have been harmonized and sweetened by her singing.
That's easy for you to say. That's easy for you.
The voice of Kathy Chiavola may also have snuck up on you in a TV commercial. She has sung the jingles for Country Time Lemonade, McDonald's, and many others. But she spends plenty of time in the foreground, too. Kathy Chiavola performs regularly at a Nashville bluegrass club, and she recently released her third solo album. Oh, and did I mention she also sings opera and classical music? Kathy Chiavola joins me now from member station WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee. An honor, Kathy. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Well, let's talk about this switcheroo here. You're a singer. You're a country singer, but you're also an opera singer now. Please explain this.
Well, I'm sort of schizophrenic, I guess. But I grew up with a love of folk music, and my mother shared her love of music with me. Both my parents were classical musicians, and I had a voice for classical music, so I studied at Oberlin Conservatory of Music in Indiana University and began a career, but it just didn't suit me. It felt wrong for some reason, and then I discovered bluegrass music, and I was just overwhelmed by what I heard.
It's a very different, I mean, I'm stating the obvious here, but it's a very different style of singing. You're using a different part of your voice.
Oh, yeah. It's completely different. And I'm sort of a chameleon. You know, I can imitate people very well. And so I made it my business when I first moved to Nashville in 1980 to just park myself at the Station Inn Bluegrass Club every single night and just try to absorb all the sounds I heard. And at that time, it was easy to be in close proximity with the greatest bluegrass and country artists. And so I just soaked it up and with a passion.
Well, I know that somewhere there's someone you love more than me.
I hear that you use some of that operatic training in your singing, because in your new album, From Where I Stand, there's an Emmylou Harris classic called Too Far Gone.
Uh-huh.
And even though it sounds still like a country song, there's a polished quality, I guess I would call it.
Well, it's in there. It's part of my technique and part of my training and part of the sound that I hear in my head that I want to produce. So there is that polished element, hopefully with a lot of soul.
But I'm too far gone. I'm too.
Kathy Chiavola, your album From Where I Stand, your latest recording, there's actually, there are a few sad stories behind this recording.
Yes, I lost my fiddle player and dear partner of 9 years, Randy Howard, who was the world champion fiddle player, an extraordinary person and musician, passed away at the age of 39 in 1999. Or 38, excuse me. And my bass player passed away from cancer a year before that, the great legendary Roy Husky Jr.
So it's hard. Boy, I mean, it's enough to have one person very close to you, especially a collaborator, a partner in life, die, but two members of your band, and then in a way you pay tribute to them on this recording.
Yes, it's a tribute to both of them, really, but especially to Randy, you know, who was my partner. I wanted to do something some kind of a tribute, a personal, very personal tribute. And actually, Randy Howard and I started this recording as a duet project, but he wasn't able to finish it. So a year after he died, I went in and finished it with the songs that we had planned to record.
Is there a part, is there a song or a place where we really get a portrait of Randy, where he's playing and you think that is Randy Howard quintessentially?
Absolutely. The opening number called Going Away Party, written by the great Cindy Walker. When he would listen to the playback of his solo on that song, he said, that's my greatest work. And he said, referring to the fiddle players who would listen to it later, they'll never figure this out. So it was a very complex double stop solo, and with just tremendous passion. And he knew it would be one of his last recordings.
When one knows this story and then one listens to some of the songs in this album, you know, it makes you think, oh, that must be one that she's singing to Randy, or that must be one, because they sound, some of them sound so sad. I mean, I guess I'm just imposing that interpretation on these, since you say you plan to record it ahead of time anyway.
Yes, but it did take on a very different meaning after Randy's and Roy's deaths. And you may interpret the songs in that light.
Kathy, you do quite a mix of things. I guess that's an understatement. I mean, you sing yeah. and teach, and you sing advertising jingles, and you sing backup for all these singers. You were named best backup vocalist in Nashville in 1995. Now, what makes a great backup singer?
Well, first of all, you have to have a good ear. And you have to be quick. You have to have a voice that blends well, that can take on various qualities of the lead singer and blend with the lead singer or blend with the group that's singing backup. But my specialty is really matching the lead vocalist sound.
So you mentioned earlier that you have to be a chameleon. You have to change a lot.
Yes. Yes. And you have to have good taste and be able to work with the producer and or artist to give them what they want on the recording, what lines they want you to sing on, whether they want you to sing above or below the lead vocalist, you know, just what style they're going for. Or sometimes they just say, sing whatever it is you hear in your head, whatever you think sounds good.
Well, who was really, I mean, I read this list in the introduction of people you've backed up. So who was really, really fun? Who has a really hot session that you love to sing backup for?
Well, of course, I loved being able to record with Emmylou Harris and Ricky Skaggs. I mean, they're just terrific. But I had the greatest experience working on Garth Brooks' first record, and I've worked on a couple since then. But when I went in to sing, he was so enthusiastic and so excited. Of course, he was unknown at that point. And I got to sing on this song, Alabama Clay, which I just love.
His neck is red as Alabama. Clay. Now he's going home this time to stay, where the roots run deep on the family tree. rolls through the fields of green.
He was jumping up and down. He was so excited. And he said, I don't see how you do that so fast. It took me 60 takes to get my vocal on this record, you know. And this is unbelievable, you know. And he was just so innocent. And I left the session and I said to my singing partner, I said, you know, it's just really kind of sad that, you know, that guy is so naive and he's really talented. But, you know, I don't think anything will happen for him. He's just going nowhere. So anyway, I'm an expert.
Well, Kathy Chiavola, now that we've got your voice warmed up, the moment that we've all been waiting for, can I prevail upon you to sing us a little jingle?
Oh, okay. As long as they pay me, Lisa.
This is public radio. Forget that.
Okay. Let's see. And like a good... Let's see. And like a... Oh, my God.
See, I put you
edit
in the spot.
That out. Let's see. How does it go? Tastes like good old-fashioned lemonade. There you go. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You mean all these years you've been the State Farm woman singing?
Well, one of them. There are a couple. There was the original. I don't know who the original lady was. I think she made millions, but I was one of the succeeding generations of State Farm gals.
Well, Kathy Chiavola, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been a great pleasure for me.
Joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, Kathy Chiavola. Her latest recording is called From Where I Stand. You'll find more about Kathy Chiavola, including more from our interview and full cuts from her new CD, on our website, www.npr.org.
From where I stand, you are the break of day. You're a silver thread of starlight. I could hardly feel.